So our Dharma talk this evening will be given by Boundless Way Senior Dharma Teacher, Julie Nelson.
So I noticed earlier today that one of the readings that David chose for the earlier Dharma talk is the same one I chose for this evening. So we're going to get two angles on this. Yourself is the true world. It starts out, usually we set up a world in opposition to ourself and then go about trying to pocket as much wealth, power, or happiness from that world as we can. I'm not so sure about the wealth and power part, maybe come back to that later, but happiness, certainly. I find a lot of my efforts are directed at making me happier. I think of this as my feel-good project. And Zazen practice lets me see what's going on in my mind in kind of laboratory conditions. So I notice this coming up. Sitting here at retreat, thinking about the snack table, thinking about the next rest period, thinking about how good it's going to feel to stretch something. I notice I'm running movie plots or past conversations through my head. I'm bored. I don't like that. I want to be entertained. I want to feel better. I want to feel good. And I think in some ways we come to Zen out of that. We want to make Zen into part of our project of feeling good. At least I know that I often do. The reading also mentions wealth and power, and I'm not sure that exactly is a big project of mine, but I certainly don't want to be powerless. I certainly have a project going where I want to be efficacious. I want to be useful. I think of this as my do-good project. There's suffering in the world. I want to fix it. There's flaws in me. I want to fix them. I see this often in, as I'm sitting in Zazen, coming up as the urge to prepare for things. I prepare classes, I prepare conversations. Yeah, guess what I was preparing a lot this afternoon as I was sitting in this room? Okay. Because I want to do good, okay? I want to do it right. I want to have some effects here. I want to do the right thing. And, certainly in Zen, we hear the cries of the world. We respond to the cries of the world. But I'm also, when I think of this as my do-good project, there's a lot more self in it than that. In fact, I realize that it boils down self-wise as I want to feel good about myself. I want to be good because I want to feel good about myself. I want the universe to be such that can always be true, that I can always feel good about what I'm doing. Recently, I've been failing miserably at both my feel-good and be-good projects. I've been sick a lot. Off and on, but enough on that I've had to go to halftime at work. And I spend some days feeling pretty miserable. So where I want to feel good, I'm feeling lousy, physically lousy instead. And where I want to be productive and useful, I'm too tired. I feel too lousy. I'm physically tired. I'm mentally tired. I can't get the work done. I'm even kind of morally fatigued. Sometimes I just can't seem to get up the energy to care a lot when I'm really tired. So the projects aren't going very well. It's kind of nighttime and daytime versions. Nighttime is the really deepest dark cloud. It's 2 a.m., I'm uncomfortable, I can't get to sleep. I know because I can't get to sleep, the next day is going to be a total waste in terms of being useful. So I'm miserable. And my life has no meaning. And that dark cloud can settle in. From the perspective of that dark cloud, the universe looks pretty darn unfriendly and bleak. When I'm in this mode in the daytime, it's a little bit different. It's battling the universe to get my real life back. This life isn't really my life. This life is just part of my life. This is a defective life. This is a deficient life. I want my real life back. And maybe some of you have been through this with being sick. But if you've been through a job loss, a divorce, loss of a loved one, you know this feeling. This is not my life anymore. This is not right. I want to get that back. I want to get back to my real life. If the universe would just do it my way, I would get that back. As the reading says, we tend to construct a world in opposition to what we think of as ourself. We want to get the universe to do things our way, and it's just not doing it. The good news, after all that, is Zen was never really about those projects anyway. I often try to pull Zen in to my feel-good project. Zen should make me feel better. Zen should make me a better person, more useful, more efficacious. I try to pull Zen into that. But in a fundamental way, Zen is so much bigger. It is just not particularly interested in those small me projects. So this reading went on to say, yet when our way of life accords with the Buddha Dharma, we no longer construct a world in opposition to what we think of as ourself. And here when I'm sitting in Zazen practice, breath practice, Shikantaza practice, if you haven't noticed yet, you probably will soon. Zazen is not designed to make us feel good physically. Okay. If that's our project, it's not going to cooperate with us very well. It also doesn't have a whole lot of room for our doing good and getting things done. If we're following the practice, if we're following our breath, if we're following what arises, we need to detach from all that planning. All of those things about getting stuff done. Our Zazen practice looks pretty darn useless. Now, what are we doing in our Zazen practice? David mentioned it this morning several times, attention, and then attention, attention, and then attention, attention, attention. When I sit down on my cushion with the intention to do Shikantaza, I'm giving up a belief that these projects are the things that really are important. And the sound of the traffic, the sound of someone sniffling, the light and the way it hits the floor, that those things are unimportant. And I drop that belief and see what the world looks like without it for a while. What if what I really need to do is attend to my breath? Attend to the sound of traffic. Attend to the floorboard. And in this process, something breaks open. The true self is the world. The reading goes on to say, when you accord with the Buddha Dharma, your true self is the entire world. And in this world, there is no possibility of exchange. We break open to the universe. That self in opposition to the universe. It's not the case anymore. So Zen has not made me feel physically better. It has not kept me from feeling very useless and unproductive. I do feel physically miserable. I do feel like I'm not getting things done. But in that nighttime, 2 a.m., dark cloud, I'm miserable and my life has no meaning. It's kind of a background and foreground shift. Someone else mentioned it earlier today. That I can look at that person laying in the bed, feeling pain, feeling frustration, and say, oh yeah, this little corner of the universe is feeling bad. And this little corner of the universe is suffering. I can look at that little, little me from the universe perspective, and the universe from the universe. In the daytime, I have those things about, this isn't really my life. I can get back to my 100% life by getting healthy again, and by changing something else. The reading goes on to say, the life of the true self is not apart from our functioning. Everything we encounter is our life. My sick life, my useless life, 100% my life, 100%. I'm living 100% as sick and useless. In one of our other readings in our sutra book, Ehe Dogen says, firewood becomes ash, and it does not become firewood again. Yet do not suppose that the firewood is before and the ash is after. You should understand that firewood abides in the Dharma position of firewood, which fully includes past and future, and is independent of past and future. Ash abides in the Dharma position of ash, which fully includes future and past, and is independent of past and future. So Julie Sick abides in the position of Julie Sick and is not Julie after healthy. Dogen also talks about seasons. He says, we do not call winter the beginning of spring. Maybe sometime here I will get healthy again. But that doesn't mean that Julie Sick is Julie waiting to get healthy. I am 100% in my life, here as it is. Some time ago, I started using lines from our sutra service as the basis for my computer passwords. Easy to remember, you know, we've chanted them a few hundred times. And it also drops a little reminder into my day sometimes about these. So I was going online, actually, to check the results of a medical test. And there were some results that I was feeling nervous about. This is not really my life. I don't really want to be sick. My password was based on the phrase, I'm typing this in, Dharma gates are boundless. I vow to enter them. And I'd often thought of that line in terms of, well, Dharma gates, I guess, you know, the teachings and doing some koans and that, those are the Dharma gates. And typing it in to open up the screen to get to my medical results. Oh yeah, this Dharma gate. This Dharma gate. So Zen is not conditional. If it was conditional on us being healthy and being wise and doing the right things, it would not help us when it's really important. The life of the true self is not apart from our functioning. Everything we encounter is our life. Thank you.